SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.
In this bulletin, the federal government considers an overhaul of the immigration points test system. The Westfield Bondi Attacks bollard man says he's looking forward to life returning to normal. And in sport, recently retired AFL player Nathan Murphy says education will help prevent future concussions. With all the latest SBS news, I'm Hannah Kwan. The federal government has released a discussion paper on reform of the points test that forms part of the capped permanent skilled migration program and which has not been updated in 12 years. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill says public feedback is being sought on the proposals following recommendations made in the migration review led by Martin Parkinson. Almost two-thirds of permanent skilled migrants are selected through the points test. The migration review found the points test should focus on the characteristics associated with migrants finding skilled work and not drive so-called permanent temporariness. Ms. O'Neill says the Australian National University has been commissioned to analyse the factors that drive success in Australia as part of the goal of improving the skilled migration system. Community feedback is being sought until the 24th of May. The French construction worker who fended off the Westfield Bondi Junction stabbing attacker says he is looking forward to returning to some form of normalcy after his act of bravery catapulted him into the public eye. CCTV footage shows Damien Guéraud confronting Joel Couchy on an escalator using a bollard in the shopping centre. The act has seen him dubbed as Bollard Man and now granted him permanent residency after living in Australia for 8 years. He told SBS French it has been a long road to get to this point.
C'est vrai que pour avoir la permanente résidence en Australie,
I did 2 years of working holidays, had to work in farms, then I had to get a student visa for 5 years, and then a COVID visa while I was preparing a skilled visa, which is why I still can't believe I've got permanent residency. I've wanted it for a very long time, and I feel incredibly lucky, especially because it was granted by the Prime Minister, but I can't celebrate it, because at the same time, there are families grieving. So it's a weird feeling.
The eSafety Commissioner has threatened social media site X with hefty fines if the company continues fighting an order to take down videos relating to the Sydney church stabbing. An initial court hearing has ruled in favour of the eSafety Commissioner, giving X until today to hide the post relating to the Wakeley stabbing. The company says it has complied with the order temporarily while the matter is fought in the courts. Owner Elon Musk says he takes issue with a global takedown due to concerns over free speech. The federal opposition spokesman for foreign affairs, Simon Birmingham, told Sky News there is bipartisan support for the position that X should remove the harmful material.
We all support legitimate free speech, but ultimately these freedoms do have limits when it comes to content and information that can be harmful. And in this type of case, images such as the stabbing of Bishop Emmanuel are not only disturbing in and of themselves, but they are frequently used by people to stir up trouble in communities through coupling of disinformation and misinformation with that imagery.
Turning overseas, and the Israeli military has ordered fresh evacuations in northern Gaza, warning civilians they are in a dangerous combat zone. But humanitarian workers say they have no knowledge of plans to evacuate Palestinians, with Red Cross officials telling AFP such a transfer would not be possible under the current conditions. Israeli strikes have intensified across Gaza, with residents reporting some of the heaviest shelling in weeks. And more than 250 years after they were first taken, four spears stolen by Captain James Cook and his crew after they arrived in Botany Bay have been repatriated to their traditional owners. Representatives of the Laperouse Aboriginal community travelled to Cambridge University in England, where the artefacts known as the Guaiagal Spears had been kept since 1771. It follows a 30-year campaign to see the spears return to country. Nolene Timbury represents the Laperouse local Aboriginal Land Council.
It's a very important chapter in the story of our community, in the story of our ancestors, and bringing these, as I call them, they're survivors from a moment in time that's, you know, the shared history of our country. So they're very important to us as a community. They're very important to all of Australia.
Turning to sport, and recently retired AFL player Nathan Murphy says education will help prevent concussions in the next generation of Aussie rules players. Murphy stepped away from AFL on medical advice last week after multiple concussions sustained playing the game. He says education is key to addressing concussions at a grassroots level and backs calls for the federal government to invest in awareness and support programs.
We learn our behaviours from a young age and they're ingrained in us, and so as much as we can reach those younger year levels and younger ages, it's all they'll ever know for the future and all they'll know in terms of how to play this sport. So if we can educate them and really get that into their training from a young age, I believe we'll still be able to play this game like we play it.
And that's all the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwan.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.